Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of California news stories. The mayor of Los Angeles says the pandemic is getting worse as the coronavirus spreads rapidly within households and Californians let their guard down. KALW's Ben Trefney reports.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said on the CBS program Face the Nation yesterday that the nation's most populous county is recording a new COVID-19 case every 6 seconds. He said he's concerned news of a vaccine rollout has raised hopes and caused people to relax their behavior. Overall, Garcetti said L.A. County is seeing high compliance of mask wearing and people abiding by stay-at-home orders, but the state is reporting enormous numbers of new cases, including more than 12,400 in L.A. County yesterday. The county health office says it's the fastest acceleration of new cases since the pandemic began. The State Department of Public Health yesterday reported another 181 deaths and more than 45,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases across California. That brings the case total to nearly 2.4 million. For some perspective, that means about one out of every 15 Californians has tested positive for the virus. Hospitals stretched to their limits will get help from California's Fire and Rescue Mutual Aid System, which is most often used in response to wildfires, floods, and other natural disasters. Paramedics and emergency medical technicians are being deployed for two-week stints to assist emergency rooms and other hospital departments struggling with thin staffing. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, a coronavirus outbreak at the Kaiser Permanente San Jose Emergency Department has affected 44 staff members over the past week, according to hospital officials. A spokesperson there said investigators are trying to determine if the sudden spread was caused by an employee who wore an inflatable Christmas costume in the emergency department on December 25th. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
Vandals lashed out at U.S. House and Senate speakers over the holiday weekend, blighting their homes with graffiti after Congress failed to approve an increase in the amount of money being sent to individuals to help cope with the coronavirus pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's home in Louisville, Kentucky, was spray-painted early Saturday with messages like, "Where's my money?" and "Mitch kills the poor." At House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home here in San Francisco, someone spray-painted graffiti and left a pig's head on New Year's Day. Police in both cities are investigating. Senate Republicans blocked efforts to boost the $600 COVID-19 relief payment to $2,000 on New Year's Day. Publicly held companies headquartered in California will now be mandated to have at least one board director be a person of color or identify as LGBTQ. As part of our new laws series, Cap Radio's Sarah Mises-Tan has more.
The new law mandates all these companies diversify their corporate boards by the end of the year. Right now, California is home to over 650 of these companies, but nearly 37% have boards that are all white. Patricia Salas-Pineda is chairwoman of the Latino Corporate Directors Association. She says Latinos in particular were the group least represented on boards, making up only 2%.
Given that California is a state where the Latino population is roughly 40%, and we are the fastest growing consumer segment for many of these companies. So it was really, really alarming.
Corporate boards like those of Apple, Alphabet, and Tesla would need to add at least one Asian, African American, Latino, Native American, or Pacific Islander member by December of this year, or risk being fined up to $300,000. In Sacramento, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
Records show a driver who is accused of hitting and killing two women with a stolen car is a paroled robber who remains free despite being arrested several times in San Francisco in recent months. The Chronicle is citing city officials and public records to report that 45-year-old Troy McAllister was convicted of robbery and then released from prison in April. He was not charged with new crimes after being arrested on suspicion of car theft in November and December. District Attorney Chase Aboudin said his office did not file new charges in the earlier cases and instead referred them to state parole agents. Police say McAllister was under the influence and driving a stolen car on New Year's Eve when he hit the two women.